Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the emails I got was from Kirk. He said his son is too fat for the military, but his son is going to be getting a gastric lap band procedure. I don't think they really do a lot more of the lap bands. I think they do more of the gastric sleeves, but he says his son's going to be getting a lap band procedure. Can he still be drafted if there's a war? Now, I have to look that one up. I didn't know. And keep the questions coming, guys. I don't have to answer all these questions at the top of my head. Does a lap band surgery or weight loss surgery prevent you guys from going and being drafted in the military? So I do not believe, if it has been a while since your surgery and your GI system is functioning well, I don't think it prevents. I did, however, look it up on military.com, and if you have had, like, the Roux-en-Y or the old school, you know, bypass, where they have to bypass when they kind of reconnect the tubes and staple the stomach, that, yes, could be possibly a contraindication to you being drafted in the military. So I'm not saying, do not by any means infer that you should go and you know, get a stomach stapling. But that was a fascinating question. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you could email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, or drdahlia.com. Go to our website, and there's a place you can put your questions. So let's take a look at some of the conditions that could disqualify you from military service. I mean, I got the website up. It's military.com. So they say the following conditions could disqualify you from military service. If you have esophagus issues, like fistula, achalasias, varices, ulceration, dysmotility, but you have trouble swallowing, recurrent esophagitis, that could do it. If you have chronic gastritis, severe gastritis, if you have an active ulcer, but it has to be confirmed that you do. You can't just say, oh, I have an ulcer. If you have congenital abnormalities where you've had to have issues or you've had issues that require surgical treatment, they say except a history where they corrected pyloric stenosis in infancy. And with the small and large intestine, if you've had inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, duodenal diverticula with symptoms or sequelae. So I have diverticulosis. Diverticulosis is where you got pockets of the colon. Well, tons of us do. Usually it's older. You know, I'm middle-aged, so I have some of these pockets now. Those could perforate. Those could get infected. But I think if you're young and healthy with diverticula, you're probably still fine. Again, don't quote me. If you don't absorb well, if you have other functional abnormalities, GI bleed, hepatitis, if you've had hepatitis within the last 6 months, that could prevent you, cirrhosis, issues with your liver. Now, gallbladder. Some of you are like, well, what about gallbladder? If you have active gallbladder issues, that will prevent you. But having had your gallbladder removed, if you're 2 months out of surgery, 30 days out of laparoscopic surgery, no. You can have your gallbladder removed and still do what you need to do. Pancreatitis, acute or chronic. If you have a rectal fissure, if you have a polyp, if you have hemorrhoids, if they're large, symptomatic, or bleed, that could get you out of military. And again, I'm not trying to get people out of the military. It's just these are medical conditions that disqualify you. That's got to stink. I have hemorrhoids. I didn't realize because, you know, if I...
I don't want that disqualifying me, you know, but, and I can't lie because I've talked to you guys about that over air ad nauseum. Spleen issues, hernia, abdominal wall, hernia, see, I have hernia also. History of abdominal surgery, gastrointestinal bypass, people with artificial openings, like if you have a stoma, right? What about if you have anemia? Yep, anemia that has not been corrected. But if you're on iron and your anemia is corrected, that's fine. If you have a bleeding disorder, you're probably going to be disqualified. Leukopenia, low blood count. There are norms for people with ethnic backgrounds because of thalassemia. If you have immunodeficiency, I know people have asked if you have HIV. I believe that is not disqualifying anymore. But again, this would be between you and your recruiter. Dental issues, like issues with your jaw, diseases of the jaw, severe malocclusion, where you can't normally bite. TMJ disorders that are not corrected. Insufficient natural, if you don't have enough teeth and you don't have a good prosthesis or a low maintenance one. If you have dental implants, as long as they've already been integrated, osseointegrated, that's fine. You could still join the military. And then if you have orthodontic appliances for continued treatment, you can have a retainer. But all your active orthodontic treatment has to be done satisfactorily. Ear issues, Meniere's disease, like any issues with your vestibular system where you're dizzy, that could be an issue. Chronic ear infections could be an issue. A perforation of your tympanic membrane could possibly interfere with your being able to, you know, with your being able to, I guess, you know, with artillery and things like that. They say any perforation of the tympanic membrane or surgery to correct perforation within 120 days of examination. And then hearing. If you have hearing loss, that could disqualify you. But it's got to be kind of severe. And then diabetes. Diabetes of any type. Adrenal dysfunction. If you have sugar in the urine, you know how many people tried to get out of the military by drinking a lot of, you know, taking a lot of sugar? That now they could test you more than just the urine. Acromegaly, giantism, gout, thyroid disorders, a goiter, nutritional issues. If you have certain orthopedic issues, that could be an issue, obviously. And then there's conditions like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. By the way, there's lots of eye issues also. We're coming up on the end of time, so I can't go into all of those. But if you have certain, you know, astigmatisms, if you have issues with your periods, abnormal uterine bleeding, endometriosis, hermaphrodism, if you're intersex, that could be an issue. Ovarian cyst issues, if you're pregnant, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is a crazy story. Apparently there is a female teacher at an all-boys school called Cleveland's Ginn Academy. And she has been suspended over a leaked sex tape. Now, apparently the sex tape went out to more than 200 students at an all-boy high school. But when they did an investigation, they found out that maybe it was because somebody stole her phone and then sent it out. I don't understand how you guys use sex tapes. I don't. And I mean, all the power to you. I'm not judging. It's just, this is one of the most private things you do. and to have a digital recording. And I get it. I get it. If you're really, really good at it and you look good doing it, I get how that's something people want to share. But, oh, my gosh, when you see the revenge porn and things like that, I could never. I mean, if my husband ever dumps me and I get, you know, I start dating somebody and they're like, oh, let's put our sexual intercourse onto a digital footprint that anybody could get from, you know, from now to the future, I'd be like, oh, heck no, not happening, no. So, according to a police report on February 15th, officers received a complaint from the principal concerning a sexually explicit video of a female teacher and her boyfriend that had been disseminated to students earlier in the month. Now, the teacher has not been named. They told the teacher told investigators that she had heard rumors that her personal video, which was stored on her cell phone, has been leaked and shared with students. But the educator ever denied sending it to people directly. Authorities with Cleveland Police Sex Crimes Unit said they believe a student accessed the teacher's unlocked phone and used the AirDrop function to send the sex tape to other iPhones in the vicinity. That is some scary, scary stuff. This is being reported by Cleveland 19. The Cleveland Metropolitan School District and the teacher have been removed from the school. The school district said the teacher was removed from the school pending the outcome of the investigation. The teacher is currently on paid leave. This has got to be horrifying. Just horrifying. They say our collective bargaining agreement with the district provides for a process that protects our members, the district, and students when accusations are made involving members. We will work with our member and the district through this process. As of Thursday morning, no criminal charges have been filed in this case. I mean, a big question I have is how did the students know there was something like that on her phone? And, I mean, did she get her phone back? What would be very, very odd about this is, this would totally make sense that it's not her fault. If her phone is missing, her phone is stolen, they ping it, and they could tell it was with the student who stole it, or they could see on the cameras. And then, all right, he got into her phone. But if he got the video and then put the phone back, how did he know there was a video on there? That's just very, very odd. Broke into her locker, got the phone, found the video, airdropped it to everybody around, and then puts the phone back. I mean, unless that's what people are doing. They just expect that people have, dirty pictures. If you guys went through my camera roll, there's tons of selfies with me dressed at a restaurant, obviously. There's tons of pictures of my cats and dogs. It would take you 2.5 hours to just get through 2,022 pictures. I don't know how this could be done that quickly. Ken Trump, a local parent who runs a school safety consulting firm, told Fox 8 that even if the teacher did not personally send the video to students, it does not absolve her of blame. It makes you feel like you have a punch in the gut, especially when you're an authority figure and you're a role model around children. It doesn't matter how the video was shared. It shouldn't have been there and accessible to kids in any form in the first place. That's what the parent says. Ginn Academy is an all-boys public high school in Cleveland. I think it's been open since about 2007. So that's an interesting point. I mean, if you're a teacher and you have your own private phone, and it's in your purse, and it's in your belongings, and it's in your locker, does that make you bad that you have something sexually explicit on your phone? I mean, I'm just telling you all, don't do it. I just don't do it. I don't know. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe it's because I'm older and I don't understand the exhilaration and excitement of being able to have a sex tape and watch it, and that, oh gosh, anybody could see it at any time. That just makes me absolutely nervous. And I know some of you are like, well, nobody's going to want to watch your tape anyway. I agree. But that doesn't mean I'm going to make one. That's no excuse. And trust me, there's always somebody out there that's going to want to watch. No, I just couldn't do it. I'm not judging those of you who do, but just, you know, I'd like to know what is somebody's thinking in that, oh, no one's going to see it. No one's, you know, nothing's ever going to happen to it. We have a closed loop. We have a closed system. There's no way anybody's going to get it. What is the thinking? And, you know, that same thinking is what pervades criminals, where, well, I'm not going to get caught. Like cheaters. You know, people who cheat on their spouse. They don't want to get caught. People are like, well, they wanted to get caught. I don't know. I mean, maybe subconsciously. But for the most part, when somebody cheats on somebody, you know, they don't want to get caught. So then why are they doing it? Why are they, you know, taking risks? Well, because they think they can push the limit. They think they can push the limit. It's almost addictive. Where, look, I could do this, and I know there's that fear, but it's okay. See, me, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I could get caught. Or someone could see the video. Or, you know, I stole something, and I could not sleep at night. A lot of people feel that way with stealing. They're like, you know what? I'm not going to get caught. No one's going to know. No one's going to know. And then somebody knows. I mean, like Anthony Weiner, I don't know what the heck was going on in that guy's head. I mean, unless it just was a thought that didn't occur to him. I wonder if we do have any psychological studies on criminals, on, you know, or people who cheat, or you know, people whose sex video got out there. I'd love to see what the very common denominator is. If it's just a simple thought of, you know, I just heard this happen to other people and I didn't think it would be me. Or it didn't even dawn on me that somebody else could take it. I just thought whatever's on my phone is on my phone. And, you know, maybe it's because I grew up, you know, in a family that was very pessimistic. You know, so like when we had fire drills in school, I knew gosh darn well that, you know, I could easily have a fire. And as a kid, we had a fire in my house. I mean, you know, I think with me, I grew up knowing that if anything was going to happen, somebody puts a gun to your head, rape, fire, theft, it happened in my family. So it can happen. I'm not in La La Land. You know, which is why my phone, who cares? I mean, you guys are going to get pictures of my kids and animals and pets and food and what I cooked. You know, I ate snails a few weeks back. You guys are going to get a picture of that. Go ahead. I mean, there's nothing on my phone that's that exciting. But I think for other people, they really look at their phone as their diary, as their, as like a safe. And you just can't do that. And then, you know, these boys, very odd that they knew to go to her phone, and I don't know. So there's definitely more to this story. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So TripAdvisor has the most beautiful beaches, I guess the best beaches overall for 2022. And I know a lot of us aren't really thinking vacation right now, now with possible war, you know, but for those people still have spring break, you know, these are some, I guess, if you can afford it, I guess some top beaches in the world, and oh my gosh, they're gorgeous. So the list is, number one is Grace Bay Beach in Turks and Caicos, Varadero Beach in Cuba, Turquoise Bay in Australia, Quarta Praia in Brazil, Eagle Beach in Aruba, Radhanger Beach in India, Baía do Sancho in Brazil, Trunk Bay Beach in Virgin Islands, Baía dos Golfinhos in Brazil, Spiaggia de Conigli in Italy, Cable Beach, Australia, Praia de Felicia, Portugal, Hapuna Beach in Hawaii, Siesta Beach in Florida, Maho Beach Bay, Virgin Islands. That rounds out the top 15. These are in the world. Now, in the United States, Hapuna Beach State Recreation Area, Hawaii, Siesta Beach, Florida, Pu'upu Beach Park, Hawaii, Moonstone Beach, California, Kailua Beach Park in Hawaii, Driftwood Beach in Georgia, Ruby Beach, Washington, Cannon Beach, Oregon, La Jolla Cove, San Diego, and Hokipa Beach Park, Hawaii. Top 10 beaches in the U.S. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
World leaders are denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with President Joe Biden saying it will bring catastrophic loss of life and human suffering, and the head of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, calling it barbaric.
Once again, in the center of Europe, innocent women, men and children are dying of fear for their lives. We condemn this barbaric attack and the cynical arguments to justify it.
Japan, Australia, and Canada are among other nations that have issued statements condemning the attack, which has triggered a wave of anger across Europe, with its leaders demanding Russia immediately stop the invasion. And now China may be following Russia's lead, as Taiwan's defense ministry said that 9 Chinese aircraft have entered its defense zone just hours after Russia launched their invasion into Ukraine. The ministry said that mission involved 8 J-16 sorties and 1 Y-8 reconnaissance airplane. This is USA Radio News. More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that the automatic emergency braking systems on more than 1.7 million newer Hondas can stop the vehicles for no reason. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has over 280 complaints that the problem can happen in 2017 through 2019 CRV SUVs and 2018 and 19 Accord sedans. The agency announced the probe on its website. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jay sends me a link about IV vitamin infusions, wants me to talk about those. And apparently the link he sent talks about how these trendy IV vitamin solutions don't work and might be unsafe. Yeah, if you notice, we don't talk a lot about IV infusions. They were a big thing over the past 10 years because, you know, people would say that's what the celebrities get, that's what the athletes get, and so you would pay big, huge money to get an IV inserted, you'd get a bag, of vitamins, and then you would feel great, you know, because you got a lot of fluid and you got some extra vitamins and whatever else they put in there. And then you would go around your merry way and you're like, yeah, I need this vitamin infusion. And I, as a doctor, and most of my colleagues didn't recommend them because we don't want somebody, you know, continually getting IV access. You know, when you get IV access, that there are risks, you know, putting you at risk for infection, et cetera. And then we don't know what's exactly being put in. And a lot of these companies are commercial companies. Yeah, and so I understand, you know, doctors will do infusions, but those are FDA approved. These, a lot of these IV infusions, we aren't sure what they are. And so these, there's drip bars, there's concierge services where people will come to your hotel. I was asked to do that. They go, can we hire you to go to the hotels and give people IV bags? And I go, why? Are they dehydrated? Are they, oh, no, they just want infusions. I can't per se do that. People do, but just not me. In fact, there was like the hangover bus, where the hangover bus would drive up and down the Vegas Strip, and then you'd be hungover. So you'd flag it down. I guess you'd get on the bus, and they'd give you a banana bag. We used to use banana bags where we would have potassium, thiamine, and, excuse me, magnesium, folic acid, fluids, anti-nausea medicine, you know, sometimes Tylenol, things like that. But we would give these treatments for people undergoing, you know, hangovers. And so, I, you know, there's a lot of things out there. I just can't recommend it. So to recap, it's kind of like a 30 to 60 minute infusion. Some people are charging a few hundred dollars, up to $500. They're not FDA approved, not covered by health insurance. And apparently vitamin IV cocktails or therapies, according to Greenwich Time, was pioneered by John Myers of Baltimore back in the 60s. He called it the Myers cocktail. And so it was used to treat asthma attacks, migraines, fibromyalgia in the 60s. Now, a clinical study on the Myers cocktail for fibromyalgia patients found a little bit of improvement, but nothing statistically significant, meaning nothing that they could really reproduce and you know, qualify as something that's a good treatment. They said more recently, Chrissy Teigen, Gwyneth Paltrow talk about vitamin infusions. They say it's going to recharge your body's defenses, boost energy. Some people say that it could alleviate symptoms like heart disease, diabetes, cancer. So here's my thing, okay? I mean, if people love them, and like if Gwyneth Paltrow says she gets energy from it, you know, that's not to say she's lying. It's just I can't necessarily recommend it because I don't know who's giving it to you. I don't know what's going in there. I don't know, you know, who's entering your IV access. I don't know. And so it's, you know, could it be a waste of time for some? Could it help some? It might. I mean, if you're dehydrated, if you're low on vitamins, it could help. But are you getting the vitamins? Are you getting, you know, enough of the vitamins? Are you going to be able to absorb enough of them? So, you know, these recreational drips, you know, I'm just the other thing too is a lot of people, like for example, you know, you start feeling like you have COVID and you start feeling sick, so you start pounding the vitamin C. And so somebody will call me on telemedicine saying, you know, I'm good with vitamin C. I took 5 of those tablets. Now I know how much the tablets were in, but I'm like, you know, those could give you a kidney stone. I mean, did you drink a lot of water with it? Sometimes the substrate in and of itself could bother you. Remember there was a study that looked at heart disease and calcium tablets? Yeah, even though a high calcium diet wasn't linked to heart disease, the tablets were. Now, again, I don't know if that study was, was reproduced one more time. I don't know if there's been a study that's debunked it. But, you know, you have to kind of be careful with how some of these medications are delivered and what's the substrate with them. So they say large-scale trials have repeatedly shown there's no evidence to support that vitamin C supplements prevent you from coming down with colds and other infections. This is according to Ariel Egal, a professor at the Institute of Human Nutrition at Columbia University. Studies looking at high-dose vitamin C supplementation and alleviating COVID-19 symptoms have come out empty-handed. Yeah, so there was a recent study saying, you know, all this vitamin C might not help. But here's my problem with it, though. If you are deficient, it's a problem. Just like with vitamin D. I think there was a study saying, well, if you're taking vitamin D to fight COVID, that doesn't help. But if you're vitamin D deficient, that's not good. So my issue with it is don't be deficient in these vitamins. You know, being deficient is where you could be at a disadvantage. But when somebody is going overboard and taking extra, that could maybe hurt more than help. They said there is some literature showing associations between vitamin C deficiency and greater susceptible to illness. People have extrapolated those data to believe that the opposite must be true, but it has not been the case. So like I said, if you're deficient, you need to make sure that you eat healthier. But if you already eat healthy and you're like, well, I'm going to really bone up on this, they're not antivirals. They're not necessarily, you know, designed to fight a specific thing. It's going to help if you're deficient. That's why they're called supplements, everybody. We call them supplements because we want to supplement your diet. They're not supposed to be substitutes. They're not substitutes. They say vitamin C is estimated to be needed at 65 to 90 milligrams a day. You can get that from your diet. The highest daily intake without known risk is 2,000 milligrams. But the amount of vitamin C, they say some drip bars are pumping 25,000. Well, that's going to tax the kidneys. So if already the maximum intake you could take, you know, without risk is roughly 2,000, and they're giving you 25,000, that's too much. So Dr. Egal said people need to realize that these massive doses are not stored in your body for prolonged immunity. Your body's like a gas tank. When you pump in more than the tank can hold, it doesn't make the car work any better or faster, and the extra gas just leaks out. What about B3? Well, you know, if you notice, your urine turns bright yellow. And people go, you see, that means the vitamins are working. No, that means your kidneys are working. That means your kidneys are dumping the riboflavin or dumping the extra vitamins it doesn't need. Now, it could signify that your body feels maxed. If you're seeing your urine turn bright yellow, it could mean that your body absorbed it and is full. You know, so that, but you know, what are you going to put your body through, you know, in terms of overloading it? So it's tough because I don't want to be anti-vitamin. I'm not anti-vitamin. I am pro-vitamins. I think vitamins are fantastic. Well, I want you to get vitamins, but I want you to get them naturally, as natural as possible. I want you eating a balanced diet. I want you getting more vegetables, more fruit, more healthy grains, lean proteins, not too much dairy. Now, you still need your calcium, you know, but don't be overloading on cheese. It constipates you and it clogs the heart. But just when it comes to supplements, you know, I don't mind a daily vitamin. I've never really heard of a daily vitamin hurting somebody. But if you do have weak kidneys, if you are prone to kidney stones, you better talk to your doctor first. Maybe you need a different formulation. Rather than maybe a chalky vitamin, maybe you need something that's maybe like a liquid vitamin. Or, you know, a lot of people take gummies. Gummies can sometimes worsen your heartburn. So be careful with that. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, and we'll give you guys updates as we get them. I know it's a very, very scary time right now. You know, Russia attacking Ukraine. You see the headlines. Peace in Europe is shattered. It's a very, very scary time as Russia has launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. There's been airstrikes on cities, military bases, troops, tanks in multiple directions.
It is obviously going to be changing the geopolitical landscape, as being reported by AP News. Ukraine's government has pleaded for help. Civilians are just piling into trains and cars, fleeing. Russia has taken control of Chernobyl. They need that as an access point. But you also wonder, in terms of, you know, who's been managing it, if it's going to be managed better or worse. So it obviously is you know, concerning. President Vladimir Putin, we are being told, has ignored global condemnation and cascading new sanctions. I don't think he cares. He threatens any country trying to interfere with consequences you have never seen. This is war. He's already declared war. This is war. Ukrainian officials said their forces were battling Russians on multiple fronts. They had lost control of the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear power plant, which was the world's worst nuclear disaster, which happened under the Soviet Union and was a signal of how poor and slipshod a lot of things are done. And sadly, lives lost, lives affected, still not an area anybody could live in. It's about 60 miles north of Kiev, Ukraine's capital. So, you know, right now, Ukraine is trying to defend itself. President Joe Biden has announced a new round of sanctions targeting Russia, charging that Putin chose this war and that his country would bear the consequences of his action. His sanctions target the banks, the oligarchs, the high-tech sectors, according to AP News. And Zelensky has declared martial law, described Russian forces advancing on multiple fronts, including a, quote, difficult situation developing in Kharkiv, which is Ukraine's second largest city. It's about 20 kilometers away from the eastern border of Russia. Russian troops are advancing from the north on the city of Chernihiv, and a Russian airborne unit at an airport just outside Kiev was being destroyed. So he has appealed to global leaders, if you don't help us now, if you fail to offer a powerful assistance to Ukraine tomorrow, the war will knock on your door. It's almost like a World War II movie. As it just, you know, will Putin stop after Ukraine? I don't know. It's a shame, because you don't want to see it fall, and it's sad how quickly this is happening. Look at what happened with the Taliban in Afghanistan. You know, it's definitely a scary time. So we're gonna keep you posted, and as we get any breaking news, we'll tell you. All right. So our economy obviously is having a lot of challenges, and it's going to even now be more challenged if we get drawn into this conflict. But interestingly, there's challenges being faced by a lot of restaurants, and it has to do with delivery. And it's very interesting. CNN Business talked about this, and I think we had talked about this, where, you know, don't think just because it's easy on you, it's easy for the company. Well, they say straight out, delivery for a business or fast food or food place is a pain in the butt. Even though it's been a lifeline for many of these restaurants and drive-thrus, etc., it is not easy. Restaurant operators have had to scramble to set up delivery channels from scratch or enhance and beef up ones that previously existed. So, if you're already understaffed and now you have demand over the phone, you know, at least when somebody comes in, you can say, here, you know, let me get you a drink while you wait. Thank you. You know, you could engage them. You could kind of, you know, manage the time. When it's delivery, and you're only helping one customer by somebody driving all the way out there, if you look at the time spent per customer, it's exponential. And that delivery driver is only going to help one customer. So you have an employee that, rather than is able to help people with 5-minute or 10-minute waits, now it's like one-to-one. It's very frustrating. They say restaurants find it very expensive. Since restaurants have to hire drivers to outsource with third-party providers like DoorDash or Grubhub, they charge a fee. That fee already cuts into the razor-thin margins. They say it's also stressful for employees. Employees have to balance taking care of in-store customers while filling increasing numbers of to-go orders. If the delivery goes wrong, restaurants have to take the blame. You know, I notice that, you know, people will get a, you know, something, you know, from like a, you know, from a, like a delivery package. We're talking just from retail. And they're like, yeah, I got this for free. And they're like, well, did you give it back? It wasn't yours. Did you give it back? No. I threw it out. I'm like, oh. So what happens? The person waiting for that calls up the retailer or Amazon or whatever, saying, I never got my package. And they're like, no, we sent it. It was signed for it by a bud. We don't have a bud. Who's bud? You gave it to somebody else. Where's my package? This is your problem. So retail has had to deal with, you know, a crazy amount of complaints coming from people not getting their supplies. We're seeing it a lot with the Amazon, and maybe just is because, you know, these apartment complexes or something's wrong. I don't know. You know, I had ordered a whole bunch of enemas because I was going to be having surgery, and I was like, just in case I can't potty, I want enemas. Well, our business neighbors, the neighbors in our business park came. It was an opened package. Right, because they opened it up, so they know there were enemas, and they come in, and they give it. They come into my husband's office, and they give it to him. And the person at the front desk, he's like, "Well, that's not mine." And they're like, "This says we got this by mistake." And then, you know, "Oh yeah, those are my enemas." So I'm like, "Oh yay, those are my enemas. Thank you." I mean, it's like the whole business park knew, you know. I mean, it's like there's no privacy. But why were they delivered somewhere else? So, you know, I mean, I'm very patient, and I get it that it's not an easy time for a lot of these places. I get that. But it just goes to show you that, you know, people are having delivery problems. And then what are they going to do, fire that delivery person? If they don't have a delivery person, they're going to go easy on them. And are the mistakes going to keep happening? Now, customers don't realize the hell that these companies and restaurants are going through. Delivery is convenient. And I don't know if you guys remember, was it in the 80s? Where you get your pizza in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. And so people would be like, you know, okay, I'm going to give them the wrong address. And then I'm going to say, I gave you guys the right address, and oh, it's over 30 minutes, just give it to me free. So I don't know how these companies were able to kind of overcome that. But, you know, I don't think people realize the extra expense. And so, you know, you get these, you're even asked to tip. So there's the delivery fee, there's the service charge, there's your tax, there's the product that's already gone up, but then you also have to tip. And so, yes, delivery is convenient, but you're going to have to start paying for it. Dine-in restrictions in most places have eased, but delivery rates are now high, at an all-time high, because it's a pattern. It's comfortable. In 2019, delivery accounted for 7% of total U.S. restaurant sales, according to CNN. That's according to Euromonitor International. Then it spiked in 2020 to 9%, and they think it's going to go higher. So, you know, just keep in mind, you guys are going to have to tip. You know, it's not going to be easy. Don't be surprised if your delivery fees are going to go up. Don't be surprised if the food is going to go up. But it is costing money every time they have to do a delivery. So, I don't know. Now, there have been cap fees. Certain measures have been put in place to make delivery less expensive for restaurants. Cities have been capping fees at lower rates. Third-party providers have also started offering lower rates for limited services. But here's the thing. If you're like an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, or you're doing Uber Eats or things like that, you're putting wear and tear on your car. You do deserve money. Not to mention, now with all the safety risks, you know, it's kind of scary time for all of us. So, all right, hang in there, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.